Her name was Land. Hair green, birds adorned, fruitfulness abound. Limbs strong, skin dark, silted, fertile. Eyes like burning coal. And when she moved, the wind moved with her. Her veins flowing with black gold. He came from the west, a warrior, unchallenged, undefeated. She must be my bride. Who else is more deserving of this prize? With my kingdom vast and my superior might, indeed, she must be my wife. But from the east another suitor came, for under his watch Land did lay. And for years he hawked and prayed, awaiting for the day he would on her proclaim. The first promised her many things. He would clad her skin with clothes of steel and give her fountains that water spilled. He would care for her hair, dark, green, leafy foliage, so much so that adornments would naturally follow. The second need not promise anything. Why, Land has been mine for all time. He grabbed her by the wrists and off came her hand. And from her veins flowed treasured black gold. The first, with mixed feelings, greed, and sympathy, offered his warrior's powerful embrace. And there went her skin, crushing beneath the embrace, till more veins revealed, more black gold spilled. "Mine!" screamed the second, tugging at her hair, till the layers of foliage no longer stood there. Land wailed, crumbled on her hands and knees, looking up to her suitors, whose greedy eyes still gleamed. "How much more can I take? My leaves and streams have turned red. Or would you appreciate me if I were dead?" The last of Land crumbled up to bits. She could not withstand the force. And she lay there in silence, asleep, to wake no more.